This is the Balkan Adventures Podcast, everyday life and experiences in the Western Balkans.
Well, I don't know what the audio's like at the moment, but it's a Monday in the Shire. I've got mobile phone, my OnePlus 3 that I'm broadcasting off at the moment, and I'm in front of my screen. This is the Monday podcast, by the way, from an Englishman in the Balkans, broadcasting. I have to say, yes, we are. We're broadcasting from the Facebook page of an Englishman in the Balkans, where it's 2 o'clock, 1400, Central European time, and I'm trying to bring this up on the screen so I can see if there's any comments coming in, because the idea is, well, to be honest with you, to try and do a second trial on Facebook podcasting. I did the first one. Hello, Vicky, welcome back. Thank you very much indeed. I'm just going to share this onto the Facebook group as well, which might be a hoot because there are people in the group that won't necessarily be looking at the Facebook page today. So I'm going to put it on the group. And I wanted to do a second trial on this just to see about the quality of it. But also, I have a podcast on SoundCloud, on Stitcher, and on iTunes as well. And what I'm going to do at the end of this is extract the audio off. Can you hear the... I'm going to switch the air conditioning off at the moment. It's mightily hot outside. But what I wanted to say was, I'm going to take the audio and then put, you know, the nice little jingle on the front and the back, at the end rather, and then put it on SoundCloud. And then it will go to iTunes and Stitcher. So it could be a podcast that goes all over the place. Well, we'll just have to see. And we'll also have to see whether you like it. I think one of the good things, I mean, I used to be in radio a long, long time ago. So used to, you know, sit in a studio and spin hot hits to people and entertain them, which was jolly good fun. And haven't done that for some years, although I do run an online radio station, but that's for the Western Balkans. So nothing I think that most of the people listening today would be interested in. And to be honest, it's a lot of good music for modern, you know, for kids. And most of the speech content, although it's very little speech content at the moment, is in the languages of the Western Balkans. So if you're a Brit, you wouldn't most probably be getting entertained by any of the speech. But what podcasting can do is, if you're going out on a run, or you're in the gym, or you're, you know, making some super recipe at home, you can actually listen to this without it distracting too much. So where, you know, if I do a Facebook Live video together with Tam, you've got to stop and watch it, right? Whereas this, if you get a notification on your phone, your mobile device, your tablet, or whatever it may be, I mean, you're going to switch it on. So you can listen to it in the car. And if you've got, you know, a car with Bluetooth, you can listen to this in real time as you're driving. Maybe you're not going to be able to interact too much because it's going to take some time, you know, to stop and to type questions in. But one thing we can do is, what we, yes, you and I, is you can send me a question via Facebook at the moment, and I'm going to be going between the Facebook page and the Facebook group, and you can ask me a question, and I'll try and answer them. Now, I've never done this before. It will be a little bit disjointed, I think, because I've got to go from one thing to another. And my satellite here in the Shire is a satellite internet connection, which means that there's always going to be a bit of a delay. So you'll be whacking away on the old keyboard or on your phone or whatever, and I'm here, and I will be maybe 20 seconds or maybe a little bit more, actually, behind you. But we'll see how it works today. And I did say that we would only do this for 10 minutes. But if it does go on, then so be it. We can go for as long as possible. So I thought I would start off by just doing a recap for those that have missed out. Ian Thompson from Tussle is there. Hello, Ian. Nice to see you. And my uncle, by the way, a little bit of family getting involved now. My uncle is in France. I believe he lives not too far away from Paris, from Paris. So I wonder what he's thinking about all this today. But I want to do a quick recap. We're back. We came back on, we were back here Saturday lunchtime from that 12 days in KOTOR. Thank you very much if you did watch the Montenegro vlog season one. Season two will be starting at the end of August. So thank you very much for watching that season of vlogs, and for those that commented either on here on Facebook or on YouTube or on Vidme, thank you very much indeed. The comments were absolutely super and were really cool, and a little bit of advice on what you would like to see next time. So that I'm really, really happy about. And also Michael Collier is an Englishman in Perth in Australia who was following and will be going to KOTOR on one of the cruise liners that I was talking about and showing you quite often that come down the Bay of KOTOR. He's going to be docking in KOTOR on the 29th of August. Funny old thing. We're going to be back there then. So it looks like somebody that actually watches the vlogs and follows on Facebook, we're actually going to catch up with. And it's my intent anyway that we put him on the vlog. So I just think it'd be so cool to get people that watch and people that listen to be involved, and, you know, to get them on camera or even to get them on a microphone would be nice. Shows that the community is really cool. What was your favourite part of your holiday, says Vicky Brendelson, in Wisconsin at the moment? I don't know, really. I should say the weather, but 35 and 38 degrees every day for a guy with my complexion who, you know, really does turn into a lobster, which meant that I was hiding most of the day. I think what it is, it's the laid-back lifestyle. The Balkans are laid-back anyway, even here in Bosnia-Herzegovina. But when you go to somewhere like Montenegro, it's even more laid-back. I like where we are because the buildings are very old, very rustic. The people are very friendly. And the climate there is different. You know, it's a 9-hour drive for us without a highway to go south to the part of Montenegro where we are. It's on it's an inside bay. They do say it's Europe's southernmost fjord. So it's not on the coast per se, although, the water comes into the bay from the sea. So it is, you know, it's a salt water. So, you know, people say it's a seaside. It's not really. It's got no sandy beaches. But the climate there is very nice as far as, you know, the breeze and the healthy sides of it. And during the start of summer and at the end of summer when it starts, you know, those cooler periods at either end, it's very, very tolerable. That's why we don't go in the height of summer. Laid back anymore and they'd be horizontal, says Ian. Yeah, that's true. And I think actually a lot of the stereotypical things said about Montenegrins still is very true. The service from waiters, people in the north of Europe would get irritated by it, I suppose. People from North America would most probably have a heart attack. The waiters take their time. Can we be polite? Montenegrin waiters do take their time. I'm going to have a sip of coffee. Yeah, so I think being in a laid-back environment, Vicky, is the best answer that I can give. If you're just falling across this on the Facebook group or the Facebook page or anywhere else for that matter, and you're hearing this on catch-up, which might be on SoundCloud, Stitcher or iTunes, I'm trying a little trial. I'm doing a little trial today, an audio podcast trial by podcasting live on Facebook, and then afterwards extracting the audio and then putting my little jingle on the beginning and the end, and then putting this on the normal Balkan Adventures podcast, as I say, that you can find on SoundCloud and subscribe to on Stitcher and iTunes, and we're going to be putting it on a few more platforms in the very near future. So if you are listening on Catch Up, comments about whether you think, as a subscriber, that, you know, putting these Facebook live podcasts onto the Balkan Adventures is a good thing, a bad thing, something that you like, something that you find interesting, or not. So I did say 10 minutes of this trial. The time is actually racing away. And one of the nice things I was having the screen when I did this in Montenegro from the balcony, in that heat, was that I was trying to look at comments, while, you know, chatting about what was going on. And it was, you know, a little bit distracting, but here it's not so bad at all, I have to say. The weather outside here, we've got a severe weather warning, just so that you'd like to know. We're going up to 38 today, so everybody's either hiding in the house or hiding like I am in my studio, which means you're going to hear the beep. I'm putting the AC back on. There's only so much punishment an Englishman in the Balkans can take, and I think I'm up to my punishment level at the moment. So I hope the quality is okay. This OnePlus 3 is a reasonably cheap mobile device. I'm not being sponsored or paid in any way to say this, but I do like the OnePlus range of mobile phones. They're not all that well known, especially in Europe. And I'm using a OnePlus 3. There'll be a OnePlus 5 where it's out. I will get it soon. But it certainly is my go-to device. Excuse me. I've made all my vlogs for the last 12 days using it, together with a DJI Osmo video stabilizer, which has been cool. I'm broadcasting to you through the OnePlus at the moment. So things are definitely moving on technology-wise, and there's no need to, in my humble opinion, for everyday people to invest in, you know, expensive equipment in order to create content that they can share with their family, friends, or other people. I do all this, basically. I want to document my life in a way that I feel comfortable with, so that my grandchildren and great-grandchildren can see what was going on. In the past, you know, we used to have 35 millimeter film, and we'd process it, and sometimes we put it in an album. Do you remember those? And then normally we put them in plastic bags, hoping to put them in albums in the future, and never got round to it. And then, of course, you move and things get lost. And even photo albums these days, you know, lots of things can happen to them. They can get mislaid, as I said, lost. Digital, yes, I suppose platforms may come and go and your data might get lost. But I have a number of small external hard drives here, and I look after them, and yeah. It's just a little bit of digital housekeeping. So that's the Monday podcast. I'm not going to be doing these every day. Well, not until, you know, I can get a strategy around it. Wherever you are in the world, thank you very much indeed for joining me. It means a lot for you to be with me today. I hope it's been of some use. The next time we do this, I will put up a notification both on the Facebook group and on the Facebook page. If you've got any questions, you can ask them there. Anything about the Western Balkans, I'm not the world's biggest expert on the Western Balkans. I certainly will not be able to answer every question, but I certainly will try. And if there's something that you have asked and I don't know about, I will go away and find out for you. If you're listening to this on Catch Up, or you pick this up on the Balkan Adventures podcast on SoundCloud, Stitcher, or wherever, just drop a question in the comments, and the next time I do a Facebook Live, I'll chat to you. So we'll have another quick refresh of the page to see if there's anything else. Otherwise, here we go, the screen's coming up now. I'm gonna have to change that video, aren't I, that intro video on there. Okay, I think that's about it. Thanks very much indeed. As I say, thanks very much for letting me join you, and I will catch you again very, very soon indeed. Bye for now.
To find out more about us and where we live, why not check out our blog
at anenglishmaninthebalkans.com. See you next time.